nausea, più piacere. Ogni essere istruttore di cittadina sia in altezza. Lesse, capo di una cosa accettivista, si spende in un indicato una cittadina, una cosa macchina. E l'altra che si sta a una cosa, potrebbe avere nuovi cittadini, si spende in un indicato una cittadina. Più c'è un po' di corso, se per la scuola, se pensate a che più c'è la scuola, mi scuola in Italia, se si inizia a dire, c'è la scuola, se si inizia a dire, c'è Pierre Chachbord, un corazon. Elle rentre à la boîte, de la joie, à une chiche, et c'est de la main qui a essayé de wait nowadays. Object. When can the Hotea object only if the Hamus is in the same Hotea? But if the Hamus is in a different Hotea, but in the same hour, in a different Hotea, then they cannot object according to that. So, but if we are dealing the mobile macro, so it's a price in the collection, it's contrary to a buyer. Because I told you, what is mobile hotter? The Boras woman, which are buying, show the hotter heads. But he may eat sort of a canoe with a canoe, she might be late. Show the car pocket of hotter head, according to a buyer. So what we say, we don't pass for a buyer. But what is not happening? And a buyer and the merits of the dean, he just relayed and the kitte of the safety of the mission. Say, because the moment we raise the question, there is a counter contradiction in the range of mission. And they say, the range says that the neighbors so can object and can restrain. And the safety says, in your head, they cannot restrain, they cannot object. So Abai said, he applied the safety to Hotra. So what they said, no. The same is not a private concern. But at the end of the deen and the merits of the deen, who is not held in a buyer? So, we have an amount of people that we will pass the shah with the chotza. We all have us there. After the chotza has, and we have all been the chotza for us. Anyways, I was mentioned last time that not all the shame may agree with the Rashbog, with Jesus. The Rambam shit is that Hove is held in a buyer. Hove is held in a buyer. Right. Now, the next thing is, we got it. So, Echol in the Chotza. Should be Kishlos Israel, the woman, God, the woman, the kids. The Chotza, like, you know, God is one who weaves, a weaver. Big day. Much the God in Baal Chai, the Glam was Isli Yochim in Chidri Odei, the Rima, a Yochim Ishim Yochim 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 Yochim. So the Mishnah says that if somebody opens up a party store, a party shop, or a mill, so then the neighbors cannot restrain. Why is a weaver different than a Baal Patish or a Baal Chai? Or Baal Chai? Now, according to the Rambam, there is no kasha, because the Rambam Shita is that the whole halacha in the Mishnah says that if somebody opened up a party shop, so they or a meal, so the neighbors cannot restrain him, so it's only if he already was hosa. And in the very outset, the neighbors didn't object. Then later on, they start protesting. So he has a chazok yoreh. But if it's a store where they are living chosin yetzin, then the chazok is not affected. But if it's a party shop where you don't have an unlimited number of customers coming in all the time. So then, Chazok is effective. Chazok is effective. So the male, according to Rambam, there is no kasha, because the mission it says, a non-Yehudi has reference to a specific situation where we were already was hotel. And here the price is reference to the case where the very outset, the Shechemim are objective. But she did not like Rambam. That's why Yitzchak said, "Rashi, v'im teima, ma'ish le'gavim ba'ulchaim, to maslis v'yochim 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 I assume that you are talking about the more. So Rabune says, Omer Rabune, Hai ba mubuye deki v'chayu, v'yose ba mubuye achavei, u'komei ki babayi, v'ibu v'imake balayi, don't be compassionate with you. In other words, if one resident of the mother opened up and set up a mill, and then another co-resident of the same company wants to open up a mill, so the first one can restrain the second one. Because he's depriving him of it. The first one already established a basis for livelihood, and then now the second one opens up a mill, and he's depriving him of his livelihood. I mean, most Hashem don't pass like that, but they pass like that, I'm sure. But this is how this is. So, you take out, you saw a high mountain with a high, you would mark a lie, you should know that you pass it for you, say, this problem is it. So the only reason this problem is it, that he can be restrained is because he deprives the other, the first one of his source of life. But otherwise, no objection could be raised. But he should be apart from the deprivation of the livelihood. So he should be restrained on the basis of noise, because the mill makes noise. You say, and here, Rabbi certainly has referenced the case where he opens up a mill, not for his own use, but to mill for others, for customers. Because if he had opened up the mill for his own use, so he would deprive the first one of his source of livelihood. So Rabbi is referenced to a mill that has many customers. So remember, he should be respected on the score of noise. No, because they are associating, as the Rashi once said, "Abad is a hill who can't have a target. Any sort of chomut is a target. Abad or God, he can associate with it. We did have the hill. Most of the boy is in the crossing with the hill of vision or the hill of vision. Takes this, considers that this is a hill. There are some machine who accepted this nation. But can you just consider it as a gift? As a matter of fact, that means I'm wrong. Nothing to do with death, this distinction. Because insofar, I mean, there is such things as a gift. That where can we say that neighbors can display a person from selling up a meal? Because it's a nuisance, it produces a lot of noise, and it disturbs. That is, if there hadn't been any mill before. So, until now, everything has been quiet. Everything has been quiet. In that hotel, now all of a sudden, one president decides to set up a mill and introduce laws, and introduce a disturbance. So, maybe they should have run to protest, to object, to restrain, because it's a nuisance. It's misgishrei. Masha'im came in the case of Rabune. So that was his reference to the case where Rube had one mill and was making a living from operating that mill. And then therefore, and then Shire decided to open up another mill. So the only reason, so the question was, apart from the deprivation of the source of livelihood, he should be restrained. He could be restrained because it's a disturbance, it's a nuisance. The answer is, here the Shrein couldn't Gunther is out arguing to argue against Schiemens opening up in Europe. Because if they are going to tell Schiemens, listen, you can't open up the mill because it's useless, it disturbs, it produces noise. So Schiemens can say to them, how is it that you didn't protest the whole day? Why to me? The answer is, you don't mind noise. If you don't mind the noise produced by the day, why should you mind the noise produced by myself? I mean, that's just me, don't worry. But Texas says, the Texas says that this is there, why does he say it's there? The answer is, anything. The noise produced by the operation of one mill to the noise produced by the operation of two mills. It was an argument. At the very outset, the neighbors would have been very right to object towards the opening up of one mill also. But they did, because he can take the noise resulting from the operation of one mill. But now a second one comes in. So there is a limit, so he can say. That's why Texas says, today. Fine. But then, how much machine is the kind of machine? What kind of machine? So the question is, so here we say that if somebody wants to open up a tally shop, or a mini shop that produces noise, or can use it to remove the person gates, so then to be explaining. And over there, we see from the memorial of Abune that if not for the fact that it deprives the first one from source livelihood, so we could not be restrained, but he should be restrained on the score of a disturbance of the world or the people gay up. That was the reason. The age lema, the also the chotzer acheres. Sure. In other words, they are, as far as Luis is concerned, as he is discussing, that Rabbi is not really kind of on the merits of a wise man. Rabbi is only really kind of guilty of a wise, by a wise. But on the answer being mentioned by a wise, that there is a distinction between the Chotzer and the Chotzer Acheres, Rabbi is mele, so the mele, over there, when Rabbi says, that the only basis for this claim, the second person who wants to open up in is because of a deprivation of sort of life. Otherwise not, because over there, we have women as well as the gates, where Ruben has a meal in one hotel and Chile in the same open, the same alley, but in a different hotel. So as far as noise is concerned, much as it comes, from a different hotel, so the residents of the other hotel have no right to restrain him. Because after all, he produces the noise in his own hotel, in a different hotel. Or in a different hotel, or according to the Rashbam, because the people who hang out is in a different hotel, not in that hotel. But, alright. In Amas, this is not the Israel, who will hide. Now, the Iname is reference to the first cash. To the first cash. So he said, Mastis in the first cash was my Shogar of the Hayim. So Tesis first directs words in the beginning of Tesis. The Mishnah is reference to Israel, and here is the Gab is Rachim. So he says, no. Mastis name is Rachim. So then you ask Beis Rachim, why is the Mishnah the same? Then the Kila Patish. So he cannot be restrained because there's a different sequence Rachel. So the Chayim Kila Patish of the Kash is the Bamach of the Techen. I will be down to each other, it's my crossing. Shehab will be dealing with Mach. Because not so many customers come to a smith. So there isn't so much disturbance. But more customers come to a Dara, to a Mima. All right. Now, Tosh, Mishi is the body of the Chotzer Ashrei, Arei Zeh, poi la speriamo con le regole, l'una con le cave, le voi siete venuti dove vi sembrava a voi, sono le quacemis, quando vi sta con me, quando vi dice ogni sabato, sono le smute, già non mi sveglio, sono a maschio, mi sembra morto, ma, sono sempre a morte, mi discorso è, how is Asha explaining to me? Mi vado che lei chi sono io, o mi ci vado in nato, o mi viene a scuola, e io lascio, vi lascio un chiombo, So, Rashi, vi voglio menci, per un bar menci, se ne vengo Rashi, che Rashi distinguishes between, e mi vado che lei chiedis, let's say of 25 children, o mi vado che lei chiedis, let's say of 400 children. But, the resource points out that actually Narashi, the distinction is not how many children they are, whether they are just 25 children or they are, let's say, 100, 400 children. The distinction is between a Nuramid of the Nikkeis and the Nuramid of the Nuramidites. In other words, the Nuramid of the Nikkeis, when they are speaking, they make much more noise than the nature themselves. So this is how it's fashion. The one of the ladies is a mission of one doctor. Who made a school of your class? Beach of people. Who made a school of it means, so this Joseph says, it means that he's in one in the one. However, the Rambam didn't understand the Rashi better. Because the Rambam is in Rashi, he's a flesh. If there is, we are going to show it down the way. So, in the one thing, he says, right, in spite of the disturbance that it causes to open up the school because of Yaakov and Yadir, so on the contrary, so the more you allow it to go over, the more likely any day they are what's the sale of the one thing, yes, who teaches to be right in the kids. And they are what's the sale of the one of the ladies who has, in his mistake, 400 ladies. Since, under merits, so according to the general principle, so even if they are 25 ladies, so it's enough of a nuisance to be misfed. But there is a special hour because of Yakati on Yala. Because of Yadati on Yadir, there is a special hour that I could show in Dhamma. So on the contrary, so the more I want to stall up, the more the right he has to cause a disturbance through the Abbot's stall. That's the Rambam's. So, as Joseph says, that Rashi doesn't even say it. Rashi doesn't distinguish between 25 ladies and 100 ladies. Rashi distinguishes between the Lamed ladies and the Lamed of the Lamed ladies. But, as a matter of fact, Rashi could be explained both ways, right? We don't have to say that the Ramban is a different years in Rashi, because Rashi says, the Lamed ladies are here, or which the Lamed is after, and you may have school, here is Rashi, the name is Sean Gilbert. So apparently the Ramban understood that Rashi, it's not that Rashi applies it to a teacher of teachers. Because if it's just a teacher of teachers, why should there be Gilbert like in there? What kind of teachers are there anyway? I mean, if they make so much noise. What Rashi means about this, in order to teach the Malamut and Ekes, how to teach them, so there has to be one big expert, one big pedagogue, and he lets them teach, and then he guides them and tells them, you teach properly, you don't teach properly, you don't say that to the children. So in other words, so actually this one, the Lakers, teaches both. He teaches the Lakers and the one of the Lakers. So there is a dominant. It's not that the one with the Lakers have less manners than the teenager themselves, because there is a dumb noise. because the directors themselves make a lot of noise, and then the non-directors make a lot of noise. So that's why this is how the Ramban was written. Now let's see what's the Ramban. Now, let's see. Isaac and Mote, Pirushe, Kinsip, Stories, Rio, Isip, and Tel. So, one thing that we mentioned already before, that we see that Ramban is spinning at the door. The door is made with football, says in so many words, that the Nakoda Pishur, the Tawai, Nakoda Pishur, the Tawai, that it's Mutea, does not even know what is a disturbance, noise, is not limited only to the one place. Any moment of public nature, let's say Misak or Chilutz, not about me. So in other words, the Nakoda Pishur and Tawai twice with every mitzvah that is of the public nature. That is the public nature. That's what the Torah says. But the Ramban is very careful, because he says, we suffer the Motte Kirush Kitzik Stories in Yo Isik Vatera, even though many Jews come to that Sifra Isik Vatera, because they want the Sifra to be like, yeah, it's the Torah. Few mezuzahs, something, whatever. So still, they can do this way, even though it's a mitzvah. The answer is the Ramban is very careful. That only Talmudot, that's the only thing that can happen this way. But any other mitzvah can be this way. Only Talmudot can happen this way. Our Hashem Kirish, the one who called the nation here, Yeshua Kilbodeh, would really keep the mission mitzvah with the shores. When we should have gone, coach him, we can mitzvah up, say, if I come to the Seher, the Ev Sheher, so even though the Ramban is Chalikah Rashi, but he explained it anyway. He asks, what miracle does it make? So it says, we have Shakim Shu Shimu and Yisa, the Hamishi, Yakubo, Shakim Bot Yisa, the Mitzvah Sun Namuka, the Aul Yisubet Frisa in Tuya in Yunke, Esmer Hamishi. Alright. So this is explained Rashi that, but the Ramban Shit is that it means Kinsip Shto is in Yia or is secretive. Now let's see what it is. Now, we say from what? Ain't Yia on the forest. We first learn this basis and then the next basis. Any year before she finished at Christmas, he said, "Go back to my little shopping here, and he came all over. We come and now we turn out, and he said, 'Go back to him, he's an Indian.' So without the morning, we can be fired. He came to ask you, did we turn out the cabins in the middle of the hotel?" So what it mentions, so it mentions a list of people who can be fired without the morning because of the irretrievable damage. So Mitra Dao became his one and they say from what? So Jerusalem. So they also, the same expression is you say from what? Now, you say from what they means the one that they came shall call him here. So they shall call him here. You say from what they here has the meaning of the one that they shall call him here. So say from what they are, but they also have the same. So he really, so why does he have to say, why does he have to enumerate both Mitradavike and Sifra Mote, Kimtashim and Mitradavike out to the road, or even though there is less than half gone by Mitradavike who makes a mistake than by Sifra Mote, because when Mitradavike makes a mistake, he only has 25 children. So 25 children are misled. So, but say for one day, so 100 children are misled. So why does he have to mention both? Didn't that mean that I've got to know that? Why do you want to make it clear? Why is it so weak as a body? Then we go to the chapter of the Bible. Say for what? Misaki Rashi, that, in other words, it would be down to them anymore. So Rashi and Kabbal says, it means the Baal, who keeps haircuts. To all the residents of the city. So in other words, it rejects Rashi's job, because a bad person is sacco, not safe. Safe means the safe, not a bad. sind wir mit den Kids im Stolzrieden. Und auch ein Fasching, ich kann nicht so hören, ich nicht verstehe, was ich nicht. So zog es mir mit dem Unterricht. In der Skripte, wo Exekutes auch nicht da ist. So makes mistakes, so there's been so much financial loss to so many people. So you see that actually, cases in the Ramban, they mention both cases of stories, but the Ramban is another thing, safer is my dear, safer dogs. And cases just mentions cases of stories. Why doesn't Tesis mention both Sefer Stores and Sefer Torah? Because apparently Tesis agrees with the Torah. So Sefer or Sefer Torah, that's in Israel. So it's like Abu Dhabi, like the reach of this hour. So anyway, it cannot be Israel. Mashiach King Tesis. That's Tesis. Mashiach King. So that's thesis. Mashiach in the Ramban, in other words, thesis in the Mishnah of the Torah. But the Ramban mentions not only Sefer Stores, but Sefer Sefer Torah also. Because the Ramban is really a Kedoshi. But we will be Sefer Ramon. Mashma, Dien, we will be Sefer Ramishon last part of the year. Tenaki. We will be Sefer Ramon, the Paschai, by the Sholes of Maru, the Kobin, and we will be Sefer Ramon, the Shantinolay, the way, Anya, we will be Sefer Ramon, you put the lion on my border, so you can be restrained for a different reason. Be there people how we have the spirits. That when he will be restrained, when he wants to sell to the home. But if he just wants to rent out, he cannot be restrained. That's there. We need only need those if he's soil consolations. So then he can be forced to sell that to the soil rather than the market. But suppose there is no Yisrael who is willing to buy, just the people who is willing to buy. So then, it's not possible to sell the people. After the Yisrael is in the face, he's willing to buy. Now, Omar, with the comments you should have done the day later, when Mountain on the UK, in what and in what, after we make Lish, don't make Lish the Mountain on. So you cannot. You cannot take a child from one city to another city, because that was the takore of Yeshua ben Tamle, that every city must have belonged to the ages. So in Bele, and part and parcel of the takore of Yeshua ben Tamle is also that the delayed kids should go to the Sassim, as the Yerushalmi, in Yisuda says. So in Bele, a parent is not allowed to take his child to another city because there is a social effect of Sakonek, and even though it's socially happy, but that was the Sakonek of Yeshua ben Tamle, that there has to be in every city, there has to be one that they get to accommodate all the children, and the all the ages have to go to the Bezeta. So really they have to go to the Bezeta. So they have to go to the Bezeta of the same city, and not to be saved there of another city. So it's the morning for Meshes. Against blessing of children. So the comments are showing down to the Mantinon, you can be more than what? Adam the Christian with the Christian Mantinon. However, so apparently, that was the practice, I mean, the Beth Hashemho says that in Yerushalayim, so in every successes, there was a disaper or before, there was a dismemberage for the worship of faith. So, in other words, so this man Chazal, in Boda, they probably had, in every successes, they had a disaper in one day. So, suppose one parent says, I don't want my child to learn in the disaper, in the successes that is closest to my house. I want him to go to another visitor that is in another visitor that is relatively at a distance from my home. So that's his right. Because even though he's mounted the work upon the child, but there is no social relation involved in taking the child to the same city, to another visitor. But to have a city, so maybe I really is a question of the name of Sakoni. It's Rashi says, okay. Avon, they can reach the Nishmatiyon, he needs a battle in that. But he spoke to the same city. But in one of these addresses, there is a Yisrika, there is a mountain, and you don't have to cross a bridge. They have these addresses in the same city, but you have to cross a bridge. You have to cross a bridge. So when again there is a social effect of Sakoni. Again, there is a social effect of Sakoni. So the melee, he's not allowed to take the child, to let the child go to the disadvantages that involves a crossing of the bridge. The crossing of the bridge. Alright. Now. But if there is a very sturdy and strong bridge, so then it's alright. Oh, so this is about. So you should have done your body in the morning of the day. Who can get change count of the UK? Shall we ask the level of it? Now, bring the shame of it. The Hamban is ready. The Hamban is ready. Rabbi Yehudi is ready. This is the big fish. This is that when the Mora says it, I want to issue the count of it. The Martin on the UK, the water in what day? What on what day? So it's only if you have 25 children, but suppose all together in the city, it's a small city, and there are many Jews living in that city. So all together, you can get only 20 Jewish children. So then, there is no clear upon the area, because what does it mean? Mishim Mountainakis. I mean, who will object? Of course. If somebody wants to teach the children, so who can object? So, as Rama points out, Mishim Antinikis means that the Pneumonia have to bear the expense. They have to pay the money. So, Tetsushiki is that when can the Pneumonia be forced to engage in Antinikis and to pay the salary? That is, if there is a minimum of 25 children. But suppose there are no 25 children available to be enrolled, then you can't form the baby. You can't form. But the Ramban, the Rabbi, and the Ramban, and they say, even if there is just one child who can be enrolled, so the father of that one child can force all the other support out of the area. I mean, they don't have children all the year, won't have children. And there is just one Jewish child who is available. So that, the fact, the parent of that one child can force all the daily year to pay for one days. Liberties. And to pay for one days. So he said, So why does the Gemara say, Sach mikadavik esen hamjim ke? So that means that if there are 50 children available, then they can be forced, the Neoliba can be forced to pay for two lamdeleges. But to pay for one lamdelege, so even if there is one child, but Tetsushiki is that you can force the Neoliba to pay for one lamdelege is only there are 25 children. So, what's in Akibine? Of course, that we can be given there. So, in other words, let's say, since the whole Allah of Ulamtin, you can what you want, it's right for the case. Where there are 25 children available. So of course they can be forced, because suppose we don't force them. So they can take them to another city. So they don't have to pay. So what do they have to pay? Alright. So in other words, suppose in that city, They are talking about the ages. And each one of the 100 kids and each percent, each class, has already 25 children. So, if not for the speech of the narcotics of the children in numbers, then we would say, why force the residents of this city to pay for 100 kids? We have 25 children. So let's say, 12 children, only 25 should be taken to our city, and 12 should be enrolled. You won't be safe there. So that has already 25. So then altogether are 27. And then the other 13 will be involved in that be safe there, that city. So we'll have 38. So we'll spare expense. So because of course it should be down there. So if we have 25 children available, so then we force the new year here to engage about this. But most Shem Machinists, and they agree with the Shita of Ramban and Ramban, that we can force the deal here to engage about the religious even for one Jewish child. Alright, now let's move on. We are about Sachi Kedah, the Esel Hamishin, Kevin Yahamish, Lee Hamishin, there are 50 children available, so then you can collect them study by one level. So you have to have two levels. We are going. Suppose you have 40 children, so then you can't force the failure to engage two regular Latin makers, but you can force them to engage one full Latin makers and one assistant. Now, the community is it's one assistant, so the salary is less. So, we are going to finish doing Simon in what. In other words, in the city, we are about high, but then again, our second cadaver for the living care, our pockets be down, we will be able to remove the hospital and life is the same sheet of things. Alright, now, but we don't pass the life, we pass the life, the Rambam and the Rambam, that we can force the living here for one child. Alright. Wenn aber noch heimliche Minute die Gores, wie gehe ich wieder die Gores drehen, Leute, die sind kein Olay. So suppose you have one of the day kids, who is good? The Gores. But there is another one, who is better? Who is better? Who is better? Who can accomplish more? So all they say is, who is something? You don't fire. The first two. Why? Because, in other words, it's not, it doesn't say, oh, doesn't say, we don't fire because you don't fire him. No, you don't fire because in the long run, it's not conducive to the maximum achievement of the job. Why? Because if the new year will be able to replace one Mlandenekis by another Mlandenekis, so then that Mlandenekis will become very proud and he'll become arrogant. And Mbele will think, is indispensable. In other words, if one Mlandenekis, the year before Mlandenekis was fired in order to be replaced by this one, so Mbele will be neglectful. Out of Gaia. So, when we saw you, you were sent to Shuri, out of Gaia. You would start to neglect everything. Now, in the middle of the world, coach in the Gori's train, China something, Tower, it's a little strange. Yeah, I mean, there is a Machleke Samori, what is more conducive to a maximum achievement by children? Whether the fact that we fire one to replace him by another who is better, or not, but coaching for us, in other words, we looked at the Hitchish, that the second one will start neglecting the children out of Gaia, because at the top journey, if he sees that one Lamed was good, but not as good as he. Then one of the brothers was good, but he was fired because he was not as good as he. So in many ways, he would be on guard to do a good job and to attain the maximum achievement in the church. Prima volta, Hanukkah, Mikanadi, Hanukkah is really dying. We have died for the glories. Suppose you have two boundaries. One is God, the Lord. He covers a lot of ground. He covers a lot of ground. But he's not so particular in making sure that the teenagers learn everything that he covers. And then there's another one that he gets. There's another one that he gets. Daniel Kilogos. He makes sure that the teenagers should know everything that he covers. But he doesn't cover so much ground. So who is that? Mesfina Nahu. So what we say is, Mesfina Nahu, God has learned that. So the one who covers more ground, he should be engaged with a lot of things. But he will not make sure that each and every child will know the thing that he covers well. Well, so he says, Shabesh and Leonard. Shabesh and Leonard. If, let's say, a certain child, on account of the fact that the rabbi doesn't spend enough time on it, makes a mistake, so in due course, he'll find out his mistake. You find out, so now wait, so. But why should it be mild? Alright, so I should be mild. Alright, so it's not an irretrievable damage. Because you'll find out his mistake. And he'll learn the right shot in a certain person. But it's certainly not my way, so why should we engage it? The answer is, you see, if you're ready, he's covered a lot of ground. But it's not so particular that each and every child should know every word that he teaches. So in many ways, for whom is that ready? Best. For the private children or the children who are more motivated, who are misleading. So the rabbi who is able to cover the maximum ground, maximum material, so he's the best one, he's best adapted for the brighter and the motivated children. But for the weaker children who are not so bright and who are a little lazy, so that rabbi is not most adapted. Because he jumps, he comes out of power, and then the weaker children will remain behind. So he says, so Mimela Boka says, the rabbi who covers maximum power. starts a different word. And so the only thing is, how about you can sacrifice the weaker children? So he says, the weaker children also, in due course, they were. This one is. Rabbine Rabbo Yoma, Moisrian Vitalik Lilos, Shadeshte Kilo. My words, you cannot be such an optimist and assume that the weaker children will not understand certain things, that in due course they learn. You cannot make such an assumption, because it's very likely many times it happens that if a child understands something incorrectly, so their mistake will stick with it for the rest of his life. For the rest of his life. So anyway, since Shabesh you cannot sacrifice the ignorance of the weaker children in order to achieve much more with the private children. And that's the way you pass. We simply die for God. So in other words, so we have to engage a rabbi who cover minimum amount, but he'll make sure that every child we know everything that it is. Shabesh the king know, you see, the shech is conversion of Shakari, because it's oil and that is not already. For us, we can't be done in this very spirit of God. Oh, my way, my kind of is already, in other words. So, in other words, so I can't be this heavy. Every Amalek can have the same thing. Every Amalek is in the same way, but not every Amalek is an Amalek. Amalek came out of the descendants of Amalek. Amalek himself was a son of Eliphaz. Eliphaz was the son of Esau. But Amalek was the son of Eliphaz with Gilgamesh. But how about all the other descendants of Esau, whether it's to Eliphaz or to the other children of Esau? Even if it's to Eliphaz, but if it's not to the Gilgamesh of Eliphaz, then Amalek. So here it says, at half is the top of Evan, but the first one is Amalek. It wasn't Evan in general. It was Amalek, a certain group of Evan, at Amalek. So there is a mitzvah of one thing to take from Amalek. So even the women, he was a bechuyah of white power. But Yedov only destroyed this coin. The women are, Joseph, Kamli, Gopi, Amalek, my kind of Abyss of Evan, show the rakas of Genes. Only you see Timche is Zohar Amalek. In other words, so he read it Zohar Amalek, not Timche Zeh Amalek, not Timche Zeh Amalek, but Timche Zohar Amalek. Only Banan Zeh Akhina, or the question is Zeh Akhina or Zeh Akhina. So that's that, but not Zohar. Only as Anor Zohar Akhina. So he went, Gideon went, I mean for so many years, after a year, Gideon learned that from the rabbi. So he asked the rabbi, Gideon went, so he went back to his rabbi, to his old rabbi, and he asked him, how did you teach it to me? He asked him, Omalei, Zeicha, Shoku Sapsara Lemikto, Lemikto. So, Omalei, Amai, Omalei, Nechsi, so that took shot. So, in other words, Omalei, Echakri said, Omalei, so one shot is Zoch, Omalei Zoch. So, in other words, and the rabbi himself in Kraskarim is mistaken. But there's not a shot, Omalei Zeicha. So why shall the Safsar so we should be shot to the morning? Omalei Zoho. So, okay. Not that we understand. It's still difficult. But anyway, you understand why he became angry. In other words, because he got it incorrect. Shot the Safsar and Mishra. But if Omalei Zeicha, why shall the Safsar and Mishra? So, why do you become angry at Israeli? The answer is, and that took you in the shame. What did the rabbi tell you? So the answer is, because now he found out that the Rebbe was a little irrational, because the Rebbe told him, I taught you Zayin, but he had the impression that the Rebbe had taught him Sokol. Why is it so? Obviously, the Rebbe didn't make sure that the Talmud Yehov, when he was a little boy, so he went for it. So he's probably, he was disposed to cover more and more ground. So the Rebbe didn't test Yehov whether he reads it correctly, whether he reads it. So how was it? So that's why he became angry. That's why he became angry. In other words, that he didn't test it. So John Sapson Mikdale. Omole Yamayit, Omole Yachsini, Omo Yisim Raksa Hashem Beliyah. That's what Yehov said. Omole. So the Rebbe of Yehov said, Shachel al Gavra Lichibo. I mean, that we see, we see that. That when a person, Omole, who is Omole? The Rebbe of Yehov. So he said, Shachel al Gavra. Let this person, this other person, that he should remain cursed. So, to whom was he referring? To himself. The Rebbe of Yehov was referring to himself. Why did he say, Shakyomi, you ancient boy, at all? He should have spoken in the first person. So that you find all the shots that whenever the book quotes a certain person as saying something that is to his discredit, then that person is quoted and using as referring to himself in the third person. But if the Rebbe quotes someone as referring to something in himself that is to his credit, let's say in other words, if the Rebbe will quote a certain person who will say, I believe it's I could not feel, I learned. So then he'll be quoted in the first person singular. But if the Rebbe will quote a certain person as saying, I acted violently, I insulted someone, I was not in the Chavir Rabin, so then the Rebbe will quote him in the third person singular. Here, so the Rebbe is quoting the Rebbe of Yehov, that he was saying something to his shame. In other words, that he neglected that he's teaching something to his discredit. So he's quoted as referring to himself as Aruka, as the third person. I mean, I discussed that at one time in the church. Only Shakir Aruka will make him more. Only see, in other words, don't kill me. That's what he said. Let me stay beyond. On the way, so he has said, see beyond the Yahweh now. So he has said to his Rebbe, no, on the Yahweh now, he can down the Katwe, he can down the way. He can down the Katwe, he can down the way. It's very strange. What time do we have to kill?
Also very strange. Thomas says,
صوت من يوم الملايكس بخليه يتسكت ورئيس ملاحظ شمعاني ملاحظ عشان في الميوة شاهرين بيوه بخليه بيس الشمعاني Is anyone here? Yeah, I'm not sure.
Now, why does the Torah allow the
commander, the generals of the war and the battlefield to kill anyone who wants to escape from the battlefield. Because one soldier starts to run away, so that's the first step in the defeat of the people. So the Menelay, in other words, he undermines the whole war effort, the whole war endeavor. It's not something that he is doing just for himself. I mean, it might be conducive to the defeat of the whole Jewish people. So the Menelay says, here, Yehov was engaged in war effort. He was engaged in war against Amalek. And because of the neglect by the Rebbe, so he undermined the whole war effort. So maybe it's this. It doesn't really explain the why, because this was long after the war against the Amalek was carried out. So now he was not sacking all his oil over there, so it's there because he's living. The soldier who deserts the battlefield, in effect, indirectly, he's living from all his oil because Privas needs to be off. But here, years after the war was carried out against the Amalek, he's not living from all his oil. But this is how the Nitziv explained. They can be fired even without the war. Why? Because it's immaterial, it involves immaterial love. Immaterial love. So the men of the land of ages can be fired without any war. Now the Rambam, when he mentioned this a lot, mentioned it in connection with Sibyl. And we emphasize Hoi, weer niet door Israël te worden. And suppose the Tzibur was not violent? The answer is, because if he was engaged as an Rav Delekes by a private person, if he was engaged as a DIYs for a private party, if he was engaged as a Sheikha for one person, so then we don't have, you know, he mentioned the town because it's irrefutable with your heart. It's something that you cannot rectify. Difference. Otherwise, you wouldn't be allowed to miss out. But if he was informed by your heart, so he has a right to fire him anyway. But if he's informed by the Tzibur, so there is a law of who one of the character is what? Not only Israel. Any mimune of the Tzibur. So the Tzibur has no right to fire unless he's negligent. But with the cause. But a mimune at Tzibur, so the Tzibur is not invited. I mean, of course, the whole Tzibur, if you have all the residents of the city, I mean, and they agree, but the Tzibur in its entirety, I mean, they don't make decisions, so it's the policy at Tzibur. So anyway, they do not represent the whole Tzibur to fire an employee of the Tzibur. And even if they are negligent, they have to get a warning from it. But there are certain neglects that involve irreparable harm. So the melee, they don't require a warning. So that's why the Rambam says, Hoyu benigu is matzimale, mashenke I, let's say, if it's not a benigu is matzimale, so then we don't have to resort not only these, so anyone he could fire without a warning. It's a private person, it's his right. Now the Ayat says, v'chelname im shasper yod. So he's chelik about it. And the Ayat says, that even if he is not in Mune, a shasper of the Tzibur, even though he is not a Lamed Elikis of the Tzibur, he's a Lamed Elikis of a Yochid, a parent engaged in Lamed Elikis for his children. So, there too we say that he can be fired without the law, because it involves immaterial harm. So, in respect to a Yochid, why do we have to resort? Because it's a Tzibur Lohada. Even if it's not a Lohada, he could fire him just like that, he doesn't want. So, apparently, the Ayah means, because, in other words, if somebody engages a worker, so if he engages a worker, so he engages him that he should work, not that he should be fired. So of course, he can still fire him. But there is a need there. There's a need of calling the Hebrew Mishnahusra Amonim. So she has destroyed the Asa Abdul Mila Kokoto. If he engages him, let's say, for a certain year, for a year, for 2 years, and then he fires him. So he is able to be the of she has destroyed the Asa Abdul Mila Kokoto. So he may lay, but if he made such a mistake, you know, I'm thinking it's not incorrectly, or a case of shnores, so he put in the wrong amount. He put in the wrong amount. So because it involves irreparable damage, so because of that, he's allowed to fire him in a private party, and it doesn't involve these objects, so he also has wrong amount. But the Rambam says, Hoyu benigu is a natsimale. That means only in respect to Tzibur, because there is a law of who one of the characters were in regard to all the new Tzibur. Even a mona Tzibur that does not involve Tzibur. A mona Tzibur, you're not allowed to fight unless there is a good reason. So if the cause is, does not constitute irretrievable damage, how? So then you must give a warning first. Suppose an inactive is negligent. So then you warn him, listen, don't do it again. Because if you do it again, you'll keep on going there, you'll be fine. Mashenke, if the neglect involves immeasurable harm, then you don't have to fight. Mashenke, Mayochi, so too there is a misa of sharing from Nigam Shikos Ramon. But when somebody engages in worship. So it means that he will keep him. He's only making a commitment, he'll keep him if he will not neglect his work. But if he neglects his work, so he never meant to keep him. So even if he doesn't involve the immaterial damage, he still has a right to fire. But here Gemara says only these neglects, these specific neglects, and the other neglects no. So requires a warning. So that's why the Rambam says, because Hoyu and Nidwa is not Zibar. Alright. Omar Amuni. Hai Bamu Buye Deikin Hai. Rosa Bamu Buye Havne Viko Moiki Gabai. Dino Udi Maki Bule. Dono Leiko Paskas Leiko Chius. Leime Misai. So Rambuye says that if somebody opened up a mill in the morning, and then another resident of the same moment. So opens up another mill, so the first one, the first miller, can, has a right to restrain. Why? Because Kopaskas Lelechis, you deprived me of my source of life. Let me be silent. Machiki, it's a dog, it's a dog, it's a dog. We have no matter what I'm doing, so in other words, the halacha is that if one fisherman spread out, set out his net in the river, the yam, and then he puts some food in the net, and because of that, so the fish are already heading towards that net, then another fisherman is not allowed to spread his net near this one, this fisherman. Why doesn't it indicate by the halacha of Rabbanan? Because he is undermining the source of livelihood. So it's a higher Rabbanan. Oma Rabbanan, yeah. So the Yoga says, Shayodot, the Yoga side. In other words, there is no right. As a matter of fact, Rabbanan and Rabbi Shua is really kind of and most Christian passed by Rabbanan and Rabbi Shua. But this, everybody agrees with this thing of Mahitus Tadam Yadak and Yitzadak. Why? So this is different. So Rashi explained what it like this. Mahdil Kim Chai, Mitrin Miske, Mahitim Chivas, Adam Yadak, Taishos Mumidak, Taishos Mumidak, Mahitim Shotayonim, Shos Mishon, Alam Kamuzakobe, Umadulodi Mahitim Shon, 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 Umadulodi Hier kann ich mich nicht mehr sehen, wenn ich das nicht sehen muss, ich muss nicht so sehen. Und du hast mich nicht gelernt. Wir haben den Kiman, die Motte, die Jogi. Wir nehmen so haben wir den Masiki. Aber Woche, nicht ein Boetz, die Jogi. Nicht ein Boetz, die Jogi. So, what's the Pshat in the Rashi? Now the Rashi can be explained to it. What will you explain the Rashi is one excellent Rashi means like this, in other words, in the case we can say like a cup. It's not that most of the shame, not pasta, the passport of the Rashi. So, if one opened up a shop, a mill, or any other shop, so another person can open up the same kind of shop in the same moment. And he cannot say, well, you are undermining my source of value, because he can say, I'm not undermining your source of value. Why? You don't have Whoever wants to buy from you can buy from you. Whoever wants to buy from me will buy from me. I don't force anybody to buy from me. You have a mill and I have a mill. If somebody wants, if a certain customer wants to have a mill in my mill, so have it in my mill. If he wants to have a mill in your mill, he'll have a mill in your mill. I'm not taking away anything. After all, who is the ultimate arbiter? Who? Which mill a certain, let's say, crop of wheat should be ground? So the owner of a certain crop of wheat, so he's the free agent. So I'm not taking away anything from you. I went it. I submit it to the decision of the customer. If more customers the fish are not free agents. Here, when one of that, who belong to that woman, and then she belongs to that deal. So the customers who give the money to the miller, so then they are free agents, and they decide, I'm not taking away anything from them. They decide to whom to give it, to with whom to place it all. But you can carry the fish, so the fish are not free agents. So when they see now, so now, so the first one who made it, set his net in the river, so the melee, all the fish are going there, in the direction. Now this student sets his net, so he's diverting the passing of the fish into his net, rather than into, so he's diverting it from passing into his net. That's one way. But let's say, I mean, Ashi says, you can't. Next time I have a photo of this man, you know it's not to show all his hands. You can't keep his hands on the hill. The Yosa, we say it's the same way to Tose. But to a Hushi and to them, the Hapoe came on the bottom yode, the needs of a baby Maziki. The needs of a baby Maziki. So in other words, so it's much more Rashi. The Rashi emphasizes another one. In the case where Ruben opened that one, and then Shimon wants to open up another one, he is not exploiting Ruben's work. He's, of course, he's inviting Ruben's customers, but he's not exploiting Ruben's work. Mashiach here in this case, so he already said in that before, so the melee, a number of fish already are heading towards this direction. And then all of a sudden Shimon comes and puts his net next to Ruben's net. So in other words, he's exploiting, he takes advantage of the work of Ruben. When Ruben sets up one meal and then Shimon sets up another meal, he's not exploiting Ruben's work. The customers will come to Shimon's mill will come to Shimon's mill because they want to come to Shimon's mill. I don't mean now what I said before. He's not utilizing, he's not taking advantage of the work done by Ruben. It's not because Ruben opened up a mill, so because of that, Shimon is able to open up now. Shimon is not exploiting Ruben's work. But let's say, suppose Ruben, it's a new session, and then Ruben opened up a mill. And because of that, Ruben opened up a mill, so many families moved in because they want to have, they want to live in a place where a mill is close by. And after a number of families moved in into that section, then Shimon decided to open up a mill. Then it will be analogous to the case of Mitzvah Sadat, because then Shimon will be utilizing the work of Ruben. So his hands come somewhere. This is what we want to say. I mean, compassion is much better this way. In other words, according to Rabbune, so one is not allowed to open up another meal because it will undermine the income of Ruben. But Avodah Rabbi Shimon Yisrael, so we do not mind. But as long as he doesn't exploit the work and the efforts of Ruben, Mashiach came, so he's allowed to set up another meal. Mashiach in the case of Mitzvah Sagol. So they, why would Shimon be able to get so many fishes in his net? Because the fish were already geared to this direction, on account of the net that was spread out by Ruben. So the fact Shimon is exploiting the work of Ruben. So remember, that's why you can start. Alright, now, Rabbi Gershon says another. Look at Rabbi Gershon. The whole world is silent. The shadow دیگه به سعی میشه ما خیلی وقتی که میگه که نیسه رو دو باشه با اون چه داسته بی مخل چه نیسه این چه داسته نمیشه یعنی بی غیری مخل بی باکی مخل به این خیلی چه داسته ایشان زه به این خیلی ایشان بی کنگاز بی دوزه بی گاز بی بری دو باشه با اون چه داسته اول با خیلی پرس رو یا خدا هم دارم اول دارم خیلی نمیتون نگاه آخه دو با بیاده ایسه بنشه نهی بی باک داده کن میدیدی باچه بی کنی رو بی ماد So here to say something else, he says, because when he says that when Uwe spread out a net, so the number of fishes already entered the net. They already entered the net. But then when Shimon's spread another net with crumbs of food in it, near this net, so the fish that already entered from this net, they see there's another net with food, and the food that is in Ubi's net they already ate up. Now they see the fish, they see, the fish is seen, that goes by, there are crumbs of food in another net. So they leave this net and they go to another net. So in other words, he's considered like, in a way, he has his semblance of sail, because he's already taking them out of the net, of who is that? And if not for the net of Shimon, so they would remain there. Why do they leave who is that? Because they see crumbs of food in Shimon's net. So in other words, so he gets the sentence of saying, now the question is, why shouldn't he get punished? After all, he should be able to take the movie when it spreads out of the net. And then many fishes enter who is that? So that's escaping, that's chotzer. So Uwin should, and Uwin wants to acquire tiger of the fishes that enter his net. And Chatzilish all of Kibbutz should be tiger. So he should get a marriage. Here it's not a marriage. The answer is, we know that chotzer should be tiger, it has to be bishtar. Because that one is, suppose somebody has a chotzer, and he stands in the chotzer, and then he sees that the tzvim, a deer, runs for the chotzer. So the Mishneh in Momitzia says, the Mishneh Momitzia Shlomotza says, that if the tzvi spread gold and it can be apprehended, so the moment that kind of tzvi of equipment, deer, he runs to the chotzer, and the Baal HaChotzer says, Iskel Chatzeri, then he acquires title in the equipment. But if the tzvi is chotzidarke and it cannot be controlled, so even though he wants to find it in the chotzer of a certain person for a few moments. And he said his chotzer is not him. In other words, not the chotzer should be him. It must be within his control. But if it's not within his control, also not him. So that's why it's not as a damage. It's only as the semblance of this. Because even though many fishes entered already on his neck, but it's not within his control, can easily come out from the net and receive the chin by setting the net near Uri's net. So all the fishes of Uri's net evacuate Uri's net and they enter Shimon's net. So we see something that it's not within Uri's control. So it's like it's three months in the hotel. If it's not Mishnah, so the hotel cannot be taken. So it's not Gezel Malish, but it's considered like Gezel. Abba Gezel. That's how it's fashioned. Beik him to Gossi shall say, Beik for you shall, who goes to be a dying, don't wash it for a woman to Gossi. Alright, I will have a high, I will have a high, don't have one of the Isa Medesh, I will work on it for me, maybe the motto will come in tomorrow. Alright. Okay, now people are going to have a little bit of a cabinet, now you may hear that Simon Azor, and then Mazor, and Mish Mazor, when you have a company, you know, it's a case of the so his storekeeper should not distribute, he's not allowed to visit. He's not allowed to distribute candy to children, because then the children will come to the parent and say, they'll say, Daddy, Mommy, give me a dime, I want to buy candy, because this grocer man is such a nice man. So the male, he'll undermine the income of the other storekeeper. So should we say that Rabune, a court with Rabune, So you want to say that pretty Rabbon, as a pretty Rabbon, I will have you also on the way, and not a pretty Ram, who's a Kuchinske, a Roche, a few Rabbon. So over there, the Rabbon, I think, because we can say, because this thought, even with this video, it's not can tell the other storekeeper why we object against my distribution of nuts. You want to attract children too, or by I distribute nuts, you distribute with bombs. So I mean, you can do the same thing. So it's a cash against Rabbi. So the price is said is its own word. So if someone will open up that store here. So at the same block, Shimon is allowed to open at the same store. So he cannot say yeah, yet it is in us. So it's a cash against Rabbi. So you want to say it's a way. And the people who are in the city, So, who made it?